Fats on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200. Bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad taste, bad locks, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live styling at the Versa Restaurant and Bar, right in the lovely Renaissance in Midtown Manhattan. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends, they come around, flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, Shadoobie. Shake it, ooh. You gotta love it in the Big Apple, in the middle of it all, at the Garden, on a pain-free Friday, styling Uncle Food Trolley, that's me, Pharrell, with your boy Carver High. Now, we have to be early and often here establishing the fashion that we have rocking today. A, we have several examples. A, the new Maui Jim glasses I'm rocking, Carver High. Honest to God, I got these in like purple shades too. They're legit progressives, three layer. I got distance, I got middle, I got reading because I'm old and I can't see anything. I'm like Helen Keller City over here unless I got my shades on. But I got the ones in the fresh, clean, clear look. Look on the sides. I mean, I'm just Gonderosa over here. I got it all going on. I barely made it through the lobby. I had chicks chasing me like I was Elvis. And then when they saw me bust out the Tommy Hilfiger, I look like Jack Nicklaus here. It's not even a Masters yet. I'm absolutely pimping this Tommy. You can feel it. But look at Carver High. You got to get a look at him. He's got the whole deal going for the Super Bowl. He's got the look. He's got the teal. He's got the pink tie. He looks like the Miami Heat unis they wear on special occasions down there at the AA. You're looking like D. Wade over there, Carver High.
Well, that's what I had to do. You know, it's Super Bowl weekend. I figured I got to get the pink involved, a little teal. That's how we do it. Super Bowl's finally here, Scotty. Let's go.
I mean, I'd get I'd get a table at Joe Stonecrab with these outfits on. If you rock that look and I had this going, I mean, it's two-tone Jimmy. I got it all going. You got it all going. We're ready for the Super Bowl. It's all happening. We got a killer show tonight. I'm going to tell you all about the big games in the NBA. We got seven of them. Some mid-majors, college rack. Seven on the ice, baby. Martini style. We're shaking it up with some NHL activity. We got great stuff happening. Props for the Super Bowl. You name it. First up, though, let's dance with a little update over with Carver High.
Sports Grid News Update.
All right, Scotty, let's start it off. Super Bowl 54 weekend. It is finally here. The final injury report for both teams is all clear. Everybody is ready to go. Final media availabilities. All that is out of the way. It is time for football. Chiefs are still holding strong right now, -1.5. Total still 54 in most places. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick says he intends to play in 2020 and not retire. He wants to be a part of helping groom the next potential young Dolphin quarterback. NBA Rising Stars game contestants are announced. Should be fun. Trae Young, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant on the USA squad. Luka Doncic, if he's healthy, is slated to play for the world. Tonight in the NBA, it's going to be an emotional night, Scotty, in L.A. The Lakers will play their first game since the passing of Kobe Bryant. They host Portland at 10:10 p.m. Eastern. Also tonight, the Raptors are -4.5-point road favorites in Detroit. The Nets host the Bulls. Nets -5.5 right now. Like we said, no Luka Doncic for the Mavs. They are 8.5-point underdogs in Houston. New Orleans -8 hosting Memphis. And the Nuggets coming off of a late-night home win over the Jazz. They're in Milwaukee. The Bucks right now, -12.5. NCAA Hoops mid-major night around college hoops, Scotty. Good one in the A-10. VCU a one-point favorite at Rhode Island. Harvard -1.5 at Penn coming up at 5 Eastern in the Ivy. Later tonight in the horizon, Northern Kentucky is -2.5 at Wisconsin Green Bay. NHL, big slate tonight. The early games, Rangers -240 hosting the Detroit Red Wings. The Flyers are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Penguins -175. Vegas is in Carolina. Canes -135. Washington Capitals are in Ottawa, a big -195 favorite. I'm Carver High with a Sports Grid update. You want the edge? Get on the grid.
All right, I got to tell you, we have so much. It's very thick on a Friday. And not only that, we have, I see all these blue shirt fans in here. They're rocking. They got like some kind of cocktail party going on in here.
Well, you
got
to remember, you're going to be here on Friday night, Scotty, and there's a Friday night Ranger game. Right. You're going to get a lot of Ranger fans hanging around.
Listen, I did a shoot here like a week and a half ago, and it was just beautiful outside. I was out on the deck, and I could literally rip a luge across 34th and hit the garden. I could grab it. The world's most famous, the Mecca to Hub. It's all right there. You could reach out and taste it. And tonight they're going to be rocking on the ice, Ranger style. I saw guys Carver High walking through the lobby at a Versa Bar restaurant with hockey sticks. What are they going to, like, knock somebody's teeth out at this place tonight? Is somebody going to come after me with a high stick?
You might get that. Anything could happen, I guess. And they're all pumped up because how about the Rangers tonight? Like I was just saying, heavy favorite against the Detroit Red Wings. Now, look, minus 240. I know the Red Wings stink, Scotty, but the Rangers, are they good enough to be minus 240 against anybody?
I think they are because Detroit's that bad. I mean,
they are bad.
I mean, they got their own arena, a new one, and they got Little Caesars rocking. I used to call the games right at the Joe when I did play-by-play in the NHL with the Thrashers. They were worse than the Red Wings. Believe me, when I was calling games, the Red Wings were like on top of the world, right? And then now they're bottom feeders, but they always had like 500 slices of pizza for everybody. It was the greatest thing ever. You know who we got on the show tonight? By the way, the Rangers are going to school the Red Wings tonight. You know that. I mean, your boy Zibanejad, the Iranian leader, is going to score a couple.
Zibanejad, yes.
Yeah. And then, listen, we got some great guests tonight. Jason Lockenfora of the NFL Today on CBS, a good friend of ours. We're going to talk to him. I know the game's on Fox. We don't care. I called my friends over there to get, like, Joe Buck and Jay Glazer. People not returning my phone calls. Can't wait to see those people. I give like fast, hard noogies, lame beer style with people that don't return my calls. There's going to be some pain inflicted for that. And then, you know, I've been at a lot of parties with Buck and Glazer over the years. You know that, right? Out in Strong Island Player. And then, so we'll talk to Lockenfora about everything going on in the NFL, including Roger Goodell's State of the NFL, like State of the Union address the other day. Down in Miami, what's going on with minority hiring, et cetera, et cetera. We'll do all that. Plus, Nick Bogdanovich, a leader of men. He's from William Hill. He's the chief odds maker there, the man. He's got all the numbers. He's sick in the head. This guy sleeps at night, and all he thinks of is numbers. He's crazy, loco. He's got all the skinny and scoop on everything, all the props, all the action coming in, where the money's going, where it's flying, who the big hitters are, the heavies, you know. Everyone that's got massive tickets. We had Mattress Mac on last night. Carver High, what'd you think of the guy dropping a milli on the Niners? And, you know, Bogdanovich sees tickets like that, and he wants to go hide in a cave.
Well, the first thing I think of when I hear $1 million tickets is must be nice. That's obviously the first thing I think of. But, man, I mean, he's going right for it, trying to get a little bit back after the Astro loss. I'm not with him, as we know. He's on the 49ers. Good luck to him. That is a very large ticket, something I will never walk up to a window and place in my life. Godspeed, Mattress
Mac. I don't believe that. I don't
No, you could believe
no,
it.
No.
I am never walking up to a window, Scotty, and putting $1 million down there or 500K here, 500K there. It's not happening in my lifetime.
Yeah,
so
what
we're
going to do, here's the plan. We're going to, you know, we already have a massive gambling problem. Whenever we go to the book, we spend a lot of money. We win a lot of money. We go to Vegas a lot and win a lot of money. We hit a lot of teasers. We hit a lot of parlays. We get a lot of in-game tickets going. And we're just constantly raking cash. And one of these days, what we're going to do is we're going to make Sports Grid millions. We're going to bring in tons of sponsors, millions of fans. And then we're going to make millions of dollars. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take the millions of dollars and we're going to have a big fat crib in the Caribbean. And we're going to bet $1 million on every game, every day, forever.
From your lips to God's ears.
I'm telling you. Hey,
okay,
second,
how about that? From
second
your lips
hour,
to God's ears.
Kevin Walsh will join us. And, you know, he's doing a show. I talked about it last night, I think, on Coast to Coast with your boy Smitty. Jared Smith getting involved. And we're going to have the Walsh-Smitty burger on In-Game Live tonight. We'll have that double going. A little dabble, do you? We'll have Walsh and Smitty rocking in the In-Game Live 7-9 piece that we're going to throw you away. But Kevin Walsh will join us in studio in the second hour tonight on Coast to Coast and talk about betting around the rim and betting around every single game tonight. How does that sound? Forget about betting around the rim. I go to the rim. I finish at the rim. I'm a scorer like George Gervin, Iceman. But what we're going to do is we're going to bet on every single game tonight, including mid-major games. I'm all over them. How about the Akron Zips on the road at Kent State in Stowe, Ohio? My uncle used to live there. He taught me how to drink scotch. What a guy. And smoke cigarettes. He was great. They found him dead on the kitchen floor after about a 5-dayer. No one knew where he was. It was a sad ending. It's a horrible way to go. But at least he left me some scotch. Bowling Green and Buffalo tonight up in Shuffleafta. You talked about that Rhode Island game. That's going to be good. How about Princeton? Did you see me do the clip, Carver High, the other day? The little transition clip Mafia wanted me to do with my Princeton basketball shirt on.
I saw you rocking that in that clip. Nice job by you. I wonder where you got that shirt. A lot of Ivy League on Friday night, Scotty. I love it.
I got it because one of my buddies, the gunslinger, Ryan Matthews, is on the coaching staff there. I play with him on weekends. He drops 30 a pop. Northern Kentucky-Green Bay going to be a good game tonight. They love us in the state of Wisconsin from top to bottom. Harvard playing early tonight. 10 seconds. No one's studying up in Boston. They're watching the Burgundy go at it tonight. It's Coast to Coast with Pharrell at Carver High.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Coast to coast, Pharrell with you, Carver Ryan here. Let's get him in here, our boy Jason Lockenfora, the NFL Today on CBS. He's been on the bench forever, and now he's on Sports Grid. Rack him up. How you doing, Jason?
Yummy.
I got you, brother. How you doing?
Okay. I'm good. I can't complain, Scotty. You know, I'm down here in Miami and kind of sick of talking about this game. I wish we'd go ahead and play it already. 2 weeks is felt like an eternity.
No doubt. Hey, listen, Jason, I want to go on a little quarterback tear here with you. Let's start off with Brady. I was actually talking to a guy this morning in a gym. I was playing basketball, and then I was talking to this guy about how great it was that the Patriots weren't in the Super Bowl. And then the guy said, I'm from Boston. And that just threw everything right off the table. And then I told him I didn't like him. And then we went at it. And then I dropped 20 on him. But my point is this. Brady, is he like trying to confiscate the Super Bowl with that little like under the table, undercover like post he put on social media with him standing in the tunnel? What is that all about? Is he finished in Boston? Is he trying to go somewhere else? Peter King said he might go to Tampa on this show last night, he told me.
Yeah, look, I think Tom, I know Tom Brady is ready to explore a life beyond Foxborough. Doesn't mean that road won't eventually lead him back to Foxborough, but he wants to see what else is out there. He wants to experience what it's like to be a free agent, what it's like to be billionaires, to chase you a little bit, flirt with you, and to find out what his market value is. This isn't going to be a situation where he does a wham-bam, thank-you-bam, team-friendly extension with Robert Kraft before ever even seeing what's on the other side. You know, look, he's the greatest of all time. It's been a long time, seemingly, since he wasn't in this game, or certainly since the Patriots, you know, weren't even a factor in a championship game. So maybe it's a little bit of his ego coming out. Don't forget about me, but people are going to be talking about Tom Brady for the next couple of months either way. And I don't know about Tampa. I think the Chargers is one that I've been hearing since November that would have a unique appeal to him and his family. There have been rumblings about Miami. When they hired Chad Kelly as their offensive coordinator, I kind of figured that might be the end of that, and that was just talk because I don't see that being a match at all. I mean, maybe the Raiders. And again, I'm not saying he won't be back there, but he is going to go through the process, and he's going to make the Patriots sweat it out. And if the Patriots don't come correct with him, then I do think.
So I think they're going to try to call Jason back really quick in Miami, Carver High. I'd like to get your feelings on Tom Brady and what you think he's going to do. Do you think he's going to try to get out of there and get a deal somewhere else?
I think the best thing for everybody would be if he went away and never came back, but I don't know if that, I mean, honestly, that would be the best thing for everybody, but I don't believe that he's going to leave New England. I think this is a big game that he's playing right now with the Patriots and back and forth. You know, nice job by him with the Instagram post last night, taking a little attention away from the Super Bowl. So good job by Tom. Look, it is what it is. I think he stays in New England. He'll be playing for the Patriots next year. This
is
all game.
What is he? He's tortured you as a Bills fan for most of your life, so you just want him to basically go to hell.
Well, look, I've always said I respect the guy. He's one of the, you know, maybe the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, but yeah, I'm tired of watching the guy win. when they showed that picture of him last night, I just hope he keeps just walking out that tunnel and just keep going. Hopefully that's what happens.
He's a perfect human being, and
he is a great man, humanitarian, everything. He's an unbelievable human.
His family's better looking than ours. His children are better looking. His dog is stronger. Not as tough as my dog, though. My dog, Boston. Go figure, my dog's name is Boston. He'll tear your face off. So anyway, I have to say this. I'm just relieved, you know, greatly that they're not in the Super Bowl. I said that to this guy this morning. I'm like, I just am glad that two other teams are playing. I don't have to put up with it. I've had enough of it. I think it's good for the league. People may not agree with this, certainly in Boston, but it's good for the league to have other teams playing for the Super Bowl and not the same outfit every single year. It's been going on for 20 years. It's been torture. It's like having a toothache.
Yeah, that's been the hard part of it, is that it has been a little overkill with New England. And some people have thought that maybe the lead up to this game hasn't been as exciting. You don't have that team to hate. I think that when we get to Sunday at 6:30 Eastern and those teams kick off, it's going to be a good game. People, you know, do they necessarily care who wins or loses if you're not a Niner or a Chief fan or if you whoever you got money on? But I think that, at the end of the day, people are going to be happy that the New England Patriots aren't going to be there on Sunday.
Well, speaking of guys that are questionable whether they're going to play or not, and Drew Brees is another one. Carver, how do you think Drew Brees is going to come back for one more year? Let's ask Jason Lockeforo. We got him back on there. Jason, we were talking about Brady here, and then I mentioned Brees. Do you feel Brees will do the one-year deal in New Orleans and the whole plan with, they have, you know, Teddy and they have Taysom, and Taysom has been incredible doing, he's got all kinds of tricks in his magic bag. I think he's been phenomenal. What do you think the future looks like down on Bourbon Street?
I don't think it includes all three of them, that's for sure. And I'm starting to lean towards the mindset that this Drew Brees may have played his last game.
Wow.
He's talking about things and going about it in a very different way than ever before. And you wonder if a guy takes a month to think about something. You know, that tells me there's a very good chance that, you know, that may be the way the wind ultimately blows. I don't know. If you don't take a month unless you think you're probably not doing it. And I don't know what's going to happen in a month that convinces him, you know, oh yeah, I really want to do this again. I think when he opens the door like that, to me, that's telling. So we'll see. Maybe he does play again, but you know, I don't, Bridgewater, he's going to have options, man. And you know, I don't know that, you know, the Saints want to be back in a model where they're paying a quarterback a lot of money again. And I do know that they believe Taysom Hill has a real future in this league. And he's in a restricted rights free agent. I mean, he's not going anywhere, but they'll probably have to put a decent tender on him to be sure. I don't know, man. I mean, the way Drew's been making the rounds and stuff, this one feels a lot different than any of his recent off seasons have. And it's so hard to start connecting dots because, like, if Tom Brady did leave, I think Teddy Bridgewater would make a whole lot of sense for the New England Patriots. You know, if Brady stays but Rivers leaves, and I don't think there's any chance Rivers is back there, or not much of one, with the Chargers, then, you know, is that a good spot for Teddy Bridgewater? This is going to be a crazy – this is going to be the craziest offseason ever in terms of quarterback movement. I mean, we're talking guys like Rivers, Brees, Brady literally don't know if or for which teams they'll be playing for.
It is crazy. Jason Lockeforo with us, NFL Today on CBS. So Dak, you know, one day said, I'm not worried about it. I'm feeling a deal right down the street coming up the road. And then a day or two later, he's saying, but I'm not playing on a tag. What's the deal with Dak Prescott in Dallas?
I mean, at this point, it's going to be, I expect there to be a tag because his representatives don't need to sign anything that they're not 9,000% you know, happy with, and he's got all the leverage in the world. And once you tag him, you know you've got till July 15th or so to do a long-term deal. And I suspect he gets his money, but I'm not sure he's going to get it exactly like he likes it in the next couple of weeks. And then you start entering into the window of time where, you know, teams have to make decisions about a tag. We'll see if we get a new collective bargaining agreement done in the next month or so, which is a real possibility. And that could have an effect on things, whether or not a team can have a transition and a franchise tag. If we don't get a new deal, then that would be the case. And obviously with Amari Cooper and some other guys, you know, Byron Jones, they got some other big-time free agents besides just Dak. But, yeah, look, I think Jerry Jones is in a corner here. Everybody knows that Dak's his guy. He doesn't have a plan B. He's trying to win right now. He's trying to do it with a new head coach who he got to build, you know, things around Dak. And Dak's going to be able to squeeze them big time.
So, Jason, how do you feel about all the wind blowing on minority hiring in the NFL and Goodell's speech the other day in Miami's State of the Union of the League? Do you think that there's a major problem, or have we heard this before? Is anything going to change? A lot of people thought Bieniemy may have gotten screwed over. He doesn't feel that way. He thought he got good interviews. He just didn't get the gigs. He's going to keep marching the way he is and doing what he's been doing for Reed and company. And how do you think it all plays out?
I think that was a very different tone from Roger Goodell than we've ever heard before. He seemed genuinely frustrated at these processes and seemed to basically be intimating that, look, these owners, if left to their own devices, will keep making the decisions they've made, which have been systematically excluding people of color from, you know, from the final verdict. So we've got to do something different if we want a drastically different outcome. And these numbers should be trending in the exact opposite direction that they are trending in, especially when you start looking at the percentage of different ethnic groups who actually play the game at its highest level. And it's not just coaching. They need to get a thrust going in the front office because those numbers are going in the wrong direction as well. So, you know, look, I think – sorry about that.
It's all right. Granted. I know you're busy. It's your bookie.
No. Yeah. I wish. I'm not allowed to. You know, look, so I'm sorry. What were we talking about? I'm all over the place.
We were talking about how good I look on TV since you've always talked to me about radio. Hey, who do you like in the game, Jason? Niners or the Chiefs?
I lean to the Chiefs. I don't have a super strong feeling. And as the weeks played out and the more people we've talked to on set and whatever, including Joe Montana today, the way he talked about this game, and he's played in so many big games, and he's seen these great offense versus great defense matchups, and you know, he was kind of giving off the vibe that he thinks, you know, defense carries the day. I'm genuinely intrigued. I can't wait to see how this plays out. I just think that Kansas City finds a way to score a point or two more than San Francisco, especially if Kansas City can get off to any sort of a fast start. If they come out chucking it around like I think they will and have a little bit of success and force San Francisco out of some of the things they want to do, I just think Patrick Mahomes is the best player on the planet, and he finds a way to make something happen.
All right, Jason, listen, enjoy the game. Wear your sunblock. It's great having you on Coast to Coast here on Sports Grid, brother. Have a great weekend in South Florida.
My pleasure, dude. All the best.
All right, Jason Lockenfort, NFL Today. Wanted to ask him about the 17 games. You think they'll have that? We'll ask Carver High. We got a lot going on later. Nick Bogdanovich of William Hill in Sin City. It's Pharrell, Coast to Coast, baby.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Pharrell rock and roll. Sorry, I lose my mind a couple of times. Carver High, you never told me what you think of the 17-game pill that they're trying to get the NFL players to swallow that Roger Goodell and his minions want to happen. Do you think it comes to fruition?
I do not. I don't think it'll happen. They're going to have to give something to the players big time for them to get to 17 games, and I don't know what that is yet. They do not want to play 17 games. It's that simple. And I haven't seen the thing. Now, do they want, maybe it's going to be the franchise tag. Maybe it's going to be something like that. But until they give the players something they want badly, they're never going to play 17 games.
You know what I can't stand? And they still make money, or think that they do, is those preseason debauchery specials. I mean, they're the worst.
It's awful. It's just, it's,
I wouldn't walk around a corner for one of those games.
And they charge your regular season prices, which is the hardest part about it. They really have to go. They should slash that down to two that nobody plays anyway. Find a way to get to 17. They want to give them two bye weeks. Figure it out. But I just don't believe the players will ever get involved with it.
You know, I told you the story, right? Like that I went to the Steeler-Jet game, right, at MetLife, right over there at the Meadowlands. Where
you had
we
fun
do
at that
show.
Game.
I had fun at that game for 1,500 clams. I was on the 50-yard line, so my son, Gunner, he wanted, I guess, to go see the Steelers, a smart kid, for his birthday, and it's right after Pharrellmas, and so his birthday's on the 27th, so I got him Steeler tickets. Little did I know that they would cost me $1,500 to go see. I was like 25 rows up from the field to see the Steelers, who had about two first downs in the entire game with that hack Duck Dynasty quarterback of theirs. And then I ate their just atrocity food that they got at that place in the concourse. I don't know what I got. I got Sal Ferella eating that junk food at that stadium. I was drinking cold coffee. I mean, I spent $2,000 in 4 hours. I wanted to kill myself. And then imagine going to a preseason game and having to pay those kind of ducats. I mean, honestly, I could chip a tooth.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
You couldn't pay me to go to a preseason game. You just couldn't. You couldn't pay me to go to any of them.
But your team played at MetLife twice, and you didn't go see the Bills.
That
like, that's a felony.
That was a different story.
Felony.
You didn't understand. I thought I was going to go up there for a game. It is what it is. I was supposed to go with
hands
family.
Hands up against the car.
I was supposed to go
spread
with family.
Spread the legs.
You know I was upset about that. I had things going on that early in September.
Did you win
I
both those games?
Of course they won both those games. They won more games in the state of New Jersey than the Jets and Giants did this year, practically.
Are they going to be able to keep all their players and shuffle off to?
Yeah, they've got about, I think it's between $85 and $90 million in cap space. They don't have any really big free agents this year. A lot of their guys are up in a couple years, whether it be Tre'Davious White, and they still got some years with Tremaine Edmonds and things like that. So they're going to be just fine. Don't worry about
it. Did you know
that.
I did an interview yesterday, or what was it, a couple days ago in Buffalo with our buddy Tim Graham, the great NFL writer. You remember him?
Legend.
And then I did an entire interview about Idiot Face on that interview so people could listen to that. It was pretty funny. All right, talk about the game. It's very important. It's crucial. First of all, I want to know if you've been jonesing for the game. Like, you know how it's the 2 week wait from hell. You sit around and wait, and then you get that disastrous Pro Bowl, which is a car wreck to begin with, you know, on the freeway with cars stacking up and hitting each other one after the next. They had one of those today and on the 287 around New York. But, you know, bottom line is you wait 2 weeks. It's just terrible. I mean, you're just freaking out. You don't know what to do on that Saturday, Sunday at a Pro Bowl. You're watching college games. And you're listening to your wife, you're going out to dinner with people you don't like, and then you wait for this Sunday to happen. But I've been so busy on the grid. I've been so busy doing stuff here, filming and getting involved, that I just had it fly by. And I think since the Pats weren't in the Super Bowl, it made it an easier cushion to ride on in the snow down the mountain. I haven't even noticed that 2 weeks went by, and the game's in 2 days.
Yeah, the 2 weeks is awful. It's really tough to get through, especially when you want to get there, you know, and the line really hasn't moved a lot either. It's really hung in there at 1.5 for the Chiefs. The total got bumped up. It was, remember when it opened around 51, 51 and a half, it's gotten up to, it's been kind of staying at 54 since then. The wait is awful. It's so hard to get through. I wish they had the 1 week break. I get why they don't. And it's kind of helped here because there was a couple guys that were banged up. Everybody looks ready to go now. So you got two healthy teams that'll be down there on Miami, but I'm glad it's finally here because it's so, It's tough waiting 2 weeks for this game.
I wish I would have got that total at 51.5. I got it at 53.
First came out that night of the games after they won on that championship Saturday. It was right around there that Sunday night, and it quickly went up.
Do you think it's easy for it to go over? I mean, you think it's really going to fly that they're going to score all these points? Everybody thinks they're going to score a ton of points. You think that it'll actually happen?
I do. I think that this game isn't over. I think that it will get over the 54. I've liked it since that night. There'll be points in this game. I think the Chiefs will jump out. I think the Niners will get back in it. I think that the Chiefs will find a way, but this game could be in the, you know, low 30s, I think. One team in the low 30s, one team in the high 20s. I think it's going to be right in that area.
All right, I want to talk about hockey there for a second. I'm not sure I could hear you there, Carver High. There might have been a ship to shore situation going on there. We had a Roger. We got a situation. A Roger, Mayday. A Roger, 80 Romeo Whiskey Velveeta. Lard ask. A Roger, Lard ask. 1840 Vector ship to shore. A Roger for elk. Cold beverage. Roger. So I'm going to go with somebody's hockey games tonight. It's very important. The reason we're doing the hockey for you is, A, we make a lot of money with the pucks, and we love hockey. And if you don't like hockey, then we frankly don't like you. I just wanted to establish that early here. But the fact is, the last few nights, we have failed to give any attention to the NHL in the right frame of mind or timing-wise. We've, like, spit it out with 30 seconds left at the end of the show. It's unacceptable. Carver High is not having it, so I want to tell you about these games. Red Wings and Rangers, the world's most famous. That one's going to be, I think, blue shirts all day. I think the game of the night for me is Flyers, Penguins, at PPG in the Steel City. Sid Crosby and all of his Stanley Cups. The Penguins, 5 Stanley Cups. A guy said to me the other day, over at the Meadowlands, he said, are you a Penguin fan? I said, does it look like I'm a Penguin fan with this Penguin coat on and their 5 Stanley Cups? We're doing just fine with the 5 Stanley Cups. Carver High's over there giving me a 4 because he's got 4 with the Islanders when he wasn't in his mother's womb.
I was alive for all 4 of them.
You swept the Penguins last year.
I was alive for all of them.
Screw you.
Okay.
All right, so Penguins Flyers tonight going to be good. Who do you like there?
I like the Penguins tonight, and I like the over in that game. They usually play some pretty high-scoring games between the Penguins and the Flyers. I've got a pretty good prop for that game as well. I've got a little bit of a silly one. Crosby and Claude Giroux both to get a power play point, and you can get that at FanDuel for plus 920.
Oh, I like that. And
both of them.
How many hockey props have you hit? You've hit at least one every night. Last night you hit a Predators prop.
Well, last night we went 3-0 on the props. We did. We gave you 3 NHL props last night at the end of the show. We had Jack Eichel to score. He scored the first goal for the Sabres.
Boom.
We had Nashville in the first period against the Devils. They took it. They 2-1 lead going in the first intermission.
Boom.
And then Tyler Toffoli over 2.5 shots on goal. Scotty, he had 9 shots
salt
on goal.
Saltwater Toffoli
in the game last night. How about Tyler Toffoli?
Saltwater Toffoli coming through for
9
the wallet.
9 shots on goal. There
right,
you go.
You got the Vegas Golden Knights and the Canes in Raleigh. And, here's a 29-win team in the Canes. And now they got Williams back. They got the old man off the couch. Remember when they've played tough down the stretch the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Canes have been a good team. Vegas coming. A lot of these teams, Scotty, are now starting to come off of the break because before the All-Star break, you had about half the teams that didn't play for 5 or 6 games going into it. Now you have a bunch of teams that have not played since the All-Star break. They're starting to get back into action tonight. Vegas out on the East Coast. I like them tonight to take down the Hurricanes down in Raleigh.
Are you surprised they fired Gerard Gallant?
I was a little surprised about it. I was. But look, it's a results-based business. I guess they feel that they should be better. I do. I know that. They've been sputtering in that Pacific Division. Everybody has, really. And even though they went to the Cup Final their first year, you would think that would have bought him a little bit more credit, Scotty, but I guess not. You got to get it done, and he's out.
So I go to the dump every Saturday with my recyclables, and every time I'm there, I see Peter DeBoer, because he's recycled city.
Jeez.
This guy, how many jobs is that guy going to get in the NHL before they realize he doesn't get it done?
That was a really weird part of it, too, because you fire Gallant, and you bring in a guy who just got fired in your division, your most heated rival. They've played in the playoffs the last couple of years. I was very surprised to see DeBoer go to Vegas.
All right, let's speed it up. Caps Senators in Ottawa. Remember, it used to be the Farrell Center. I like the Caps. They're on the road to rock and roll.
Yeah, got to like the Caps. In fact, I kind of like them at -1.5 tonight. You can get that number, and that's where I'm going with the Caps.
All right, Bruins, Jets, and Farrellipeg. Can the Jets pull off the upset tonight? I'm going with the Jets on home ice.
I like the Bruins tonight. They'll beat the Jets up in Winnipeg.
All right, Blues, Oilers out in Farrellburda. Can the Blues go on the road and get it done? They're 31 wins.
Yes, they had a nice comeback win in Calgary a couple nights ago. I like the Blues again tonight in Edmonton.
All right, Lightning with their 30 wins over a 20-win Duck team. Ducks won the other night in Burnaby. They're on the pond tonight. Who do you like, Lightning or the Ducks?
I like the Lightning to get a little back-to-back. A couple nights in a row they've played out there.
All right, so I'm on Tampa as well. It's my top play. Number two play, Canes. Number three play, Caps. Number four play, Penguins. Number five play, Blues. Number six play, Rangers. And number seven play, dangerously, that Jets pick over the Bruins.
Letang, getting a power play point tonight. Get that. Mark Stone with a goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. And Connor McDavid over. Three shots on goal.
We give you the Ferrella props, baby, so you can make some flambitos. We got a lot happening here. Nick Bogdanovich of William Hill in Vegas next. Coast to coast with Ferrell and Carver High.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Snafu in Vegas. A guy in the sports book just tripped over all the wires with his 79-ounce beer that he had in his hand, Carver High, and managed to knock out the power for the entire downtown area and the not the sports grid, but the Vegas electrical grid was shut down by this tripping at 18:32 penalty. He will be sent to the box for 2 minutes, and the Penguins will go on the power play with Crosby and Malkin after our boy knocked Nick off of the Skype feed. It looks as though Carver High is reporting that Mr. Bogdanovich will start the second hour, I believe.
That is correct.
Coast to coast.
That is correct. So
we're going to get him on
top of the next hour. That's when it'll all go down.
What are the odds? You know, I like betting on everything. When we're in Vegas, we'll bet on if the guy and his wife go into the restrooms at the same time, who comes out first. We'll bet on cockroach races. We'll bet on sunny or partly cloudy. Are you betting on Bogdanovich, the over that he will be on in the second hour, or the under that he will fail to get the feed going again?
No, we are not going to bet there. That is a heavy favorite for the over right now. You have nothing to worry about in that department.
Listen, I have to tell you that I went into, for the first time ever, it was like going into Shangri-La. I went into the control room here at the network headquarters at SportsGrid. This is my first time doing the show live from over Madison Square Garden here in the lovely Renaissance. And what a staff. Just a stack of winners we've got in that room. We saw everyone in there. Even Ariel was in there hanging out. She might have even been having a sandwich or catching some Z's. And then we saw people working on all those monitors. People under a tremendous strain and pressure. They were coming through in the clutch. A giant staff of hooligans and people that I can count on. They're doing a great job back there. You guys are badasses. Thank you for everything you do for us. Carver High, do you have anything nice to say about anyone?
Listen, this is outstanding. You've got a lot of people up there now. This is a lot different than we were doing radio, TV. So many people make it happen, and they're doing it up there. It's great.
All right. So they're telling me now that everything appears to be ironed out for later when we have Nick on.
I told you the over was good. You're nothing to worry about.
I want
to
know when I get him on, you know, where the money's going. I want to know what the sharps are doing, the heavies, the layers, and, you know, what the action is on the spread, what the money amounts are on everything, the total, and see, you know, what people are doing. And, you know, what they're doing, even money line, spread, total, get it all going here. See, you know, they put out so many props, right?
Yes, they do. And they're one of the best with the props.
I mean, millions of them. Like, you've seen me do, can I show the stack here? I just wanted to show this.
Well, we were saying yesterday that you probably have about 500 or 600 props that you have looked at. And you today have the sheet of all of the props that you'd have.
Look at this. I got 12 pages of props. Now, listen, this is like a heavy hand at the poker table, you know, at the MGM. This is what it is. I got here. I'm throwing aces high. I'm going to win a fat stack. I'm playing poker all night. I'm a four-day bender of poker here. Look at how many. These are the props I've done for the Super Bowl. I'm not even kidding you. I bet on every one of these. Tell them, Carver, I bet on every single one.
It's true. You're involved in all of the props that are going to be coming up on Sunday. You've got all those sheets of paper. You are heavily involved.
If I even tried to do this, like right now on the show, I don't even think I could get through all of it, right? I'm going to throw a few at you. Would you be willing to do that with me?
Sure. I mean, you got that. You've got all those sheets of paper, and I told you I got mine down to 17.
How about some of these? Did you see some of these like props, like point spread props, Niners -7.5 at +270. Would you ever do that? I know you're on the Chiefs, but do you think that's a stupid bet?
I mean, look, if you're confident in the 49ers, and that's where I saw actually that -10.5 was for the Niners, one of those type of bets, was one of the heaviest betted for William Hill. And, you know, if you think they're going to win, and they're going to win in the fashion that they did against the Vikings and against the Packers, then you go and you take that chance, you can get a little bit extra money out of it.
I could see him doing it, but 10.5 and 14.5 are ridiculous. 3.5, I think, is doable at +165. What about your Chiefs? Would you be willing to lay 4.5, 7.5, 10.5, 14.5? I think you're dead if you do those big double digit numbers. But could you see doing the,
I think 4.5.
4.5
is,
you would do?
4.5 is probably the most I would go. I wouldn't go to the 7-1, but I would go with 4.5. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
What are you doing? Give everybody your love on the coin toss. It's very important. Heads or tails?
You always bet heads on the coin toss.
A team receiving the opening kickoff, Niners or Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, bets, props like that, I don't really, it's such a 50-50 thing.
Listen, today you answer all prop questions.
Give me the Chiefs. I think they're going to get the ball, they're going to score first.
Will the opening kickoff be a touchback?
Yes.
I like that. The team that scores last wins the game.
No.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. The last score of the first half will be a touchdown or a field goal or safety.
Field goal.
Wow. The last score of the game will be a touchdown or a field goal or a safety.
Touchdown.
Team with more offensive plays in the game, Niners or Chiefs?
I actually think Niners here, and the reason why I think Niners is the Chiefs are going to be more of a quick strike type of offense. They're going to move down the field a little bit quicker. The Niners want to slow you down. They want to run the football. They'll run more plays.
Team to make the first field goal in the game, Niners or Chiefs?
Yeah, this is another one where you're pretty much just taking a stab. I'll go with the Chiefs.
I think he's a good kicker, Butker.
He is a good kicker. Very good kicker.
The guy's been nailing it. Do you think anyone will miss an extra point? I think someone will. I think we'll have a shankopotamus.
In today's NFL, with the way things have gone with the kickers this year, that's a pretty good one to get involved.
How about this one? I went high risk at +700 and threw down a piece on a player with two or more picks. I said a player will have two picks.
One play. You have one play. You went with that one, huh? One player to get two interceptions.
I did.
I'm not going there.
It's happened before.
It has happened before.
Team to request the first coach's challenge. You know there's going to be one of those.
Random.
You think Andy will toss random. The red flag?
I like the ones better. One of the ones that I have on my sheet of integrity, the 17 props that I'm playing, is that there will be a roughing the passer penalty in the game. Because you know the refs, Scotty, the refs always have to find a way to get involved in these games, whether it's going to be a bad call, a challenge that you think is going to get overturned and does it, a phantom pass interference, a phantom roughing the passer. All of those things end up happening, so that's why I'm on that roughing the passer prop.
Team with the first 20-yard gain from a scrimmage, a big play. Who do you think?
Chiefs.
Screw you. I went with the Niners on that one. Do you think, will Jimmy G throw a pick in the game?
Yes. I'm on that one as well.
Will his first pass be complete or incomplete?
Random. Complete.
So how about the longest rush for your boy Raheem? Will he go over or under 17 and a half?
I'm going to take the under with that Mostert 17 and a half. I like
going
that.
Going over.
Okay.
All right. So I want to know, do you think this guy... Deebo Samuel will have a longest reception, 21 and a half. I went under.
I'm taking the over on that one. I'm against you on a lot of these, Scotty. I'm against you on these.
I can't stand you either. Solo assist and tackles Richard Sherman, over 4.
Under, because I think he's going to be chasing people all day. He's not going to be tackling
them. Absolutely
he's going to be chasing the chief wide receiver.
I don't like any of your teams, and frankly, I don't like you.
That's okay. I'm fine with that.
Tyreek Hill, rushing attempts. You think he'll carry the ball? You think they'll have a little reverse
What do
him?
They got that at? What's the number? How many? Is it a half, I guess? Is that
it
what
is,
they have
it at? It is at a half, and it's plus 175.
I wouldn't have a problem taking a shot with that one. Why not? They could get a little end around.
Now, what do you think, Travis Kelce, reception, 6.5?
Yeah.
You did this. Do you remember in the Super Bowl you did this with the Eagles?
This
Zach
was
Ertz?
The Zach Ertz, but that
you
was.
You hit that bad.
But I'm doing something similar. I did Zach Ertz against the goals in the Canadian Senator game 2 years ago. So this year, Scotty, I have gone back to the well. I am going with a tight end against goals in an NHL game. I am going with the goals in the Penguin Capital game Sunday afternoon over Travis Kelce receptions. How do you like that
Fair
one?
Fair enough. How about total points scored in the game? We've talked about this number, but it lands, I put it at, what do we have it here? I put it at 57. At 57 to 63 was 7-2. I went 64 to 70 at 5-1.
Yeah, I'm with you on points. So I got no problem taking a shot. We're there in the mid-60s to that area. That's a good one for me.
And then I did Mostert with the most points scored in the game at 15-2.
Nah, I'm not there with you. I don't think that he's getting in the end zone.
And then what about the exact margin of victory? I went high risk, and I took San Francisco between 13 and 18. I think they're going
to
whack them.
Well, if you think that San Francisco is going to win the game like that, then there you go.
And what do you think?
You know what I think. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think it'll be a one-score game, but I think the Chiefs are going
to
win.
One-score game. So somewhere you're going to go in 1-6. I told you. 7-12 at 9-2.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd go higher than 7. I think it's going to be between 3 and 7.
I went Kansas City passing touchdown, the last score of the game at 9-2. Do you like that one? Because I think you're going to be losing, so your boy's going to be slinging it the whole time, and Mahomes going to be slinging it.
You know, if that's going to be a passing touchdown to win the game for the Chiefs, I will take it. Sure, I'll get involved with that one with you.
And what about the distance that a first field goal made? I went 44 to 49 at 4-1.
I like that one. I like that one. I think that it could be there. I think that Bucker can get over 50, but that's a nice range.
All right, so Kevin Walsh is going to join us for hour two, coast to coast. We're going to hit it all NBA rack. You know he's got betting around the rim with Smitty coming up. It's going to be huge. So we're going to hit all the NBA games, mid-major college rack. I say we talk about Saturday's college basketball as well, all the big games. There's a ton of top 25 games coast to coast with Pharrell, Carver High, Kevin coming up.